It's now my pleasure to introduce the star of our spot, Randy Mattson, Olympic gold medalist and starter of the 2014 Buffalo Stampede.
Thank you, Deborah, and thank all of you for being here. I have had the opportunity to see that a few times at home. The first time I was sitting there with my wife watching TV and didn't know what was coming on right after the news. And I said, you know, I don't really look that old, I don't think. And she said, it looks just like you. Now, if I would have done something like that, I'd have been in big trouble. But anyway, I've had a lot of fun. My friends have had a lot of fun with it. The big red shirt. I've also had a lot of folks ask me, are you running in the race? And my answer is, I'll be there to start and I'll be there to finish. I might not see you in between, but anyway, it is an exciting thing for the museum, and we appreciate the support of the community in helping make this a great success. And I mentioned joining your name to a list of winners in the spot and encouraging. And we have a young man that you would be adding your name to that will be here because he is a winner. He's running in our race. He's a young man that's known around the world. I've got to take his glasses off now for his heart. His name is John McEnroy. And I think a photo of John is supposed to... I don't know how to do that. So somebody asked... You didn't tell me about that. There he is. John's a young man from South Africa and is founder of the Unagwashaw Challenge. And that's not a West Texas word where I grew up, so I had to work on that. But if any of you don't like the way I pronounced it, I'll let you you try it. But it's a 10-day bike ride across South Africa, ending in a 56-mile marathon. The Comrades Marathon. John is also the founder of I Wear Red Socks on Friday, a movement dedicated to make a difference, being passionate, inspiring others in the same way the museum fulfills its mission. The Unagwashaw Challenge raised over $1 million South African rand for charity in 2014. Now, this is John's first trip to the United States, and Bryan College Station will be his first stop, where he will run in the Stampede and make a difference with the museum. It is very appropriate that a man from Africa with the heart of a lion, I think we got a lion, there we go, I thought that was kind of a neat wrinkle there, partner with the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History, which is dedicated to preserving and showcasing specimens like the African lion here on display. Deborah, I will turn it back over to you. Thank you.
You know, Randy has been so wonderful to us, and I can't tell you how grateful we are for his support and help.
Yeah.
And as a part of this, I wanted to present Randy with an official pair of red socks.
I'm going with my red shirt.
We have several activities that will be going on while John is here. The museum will be selling red socks, like these, for folks who would like to wear red socks on Friday as a reminder to stay positive, to making a difference, and to following your heart. In keeping with this sentiment, runners who register for the race on Red Sox Friday, every Friday now and up until the race, will receive a $5 discount. And runners who come to packet pickup and the race wearing Red Sox will be entered in a raffle to win a $100 gift card for Brazos Running Company. John will give a free public presentation at the MSC Gates Ballroom, room 2400, on Thursday, October 2nd at 7 p.m., and will visit the museum during packet pickup on Thursday. We're also announcing a cheering station competition. Teams may sign up online to cheer the runners and we will award $250 for first place, $125 for second place, and $75 for third place. We want to inspire our runners to think about running with and for their heart, to help us preserve our heritage for future generations, and to inspire others to take good care of our natural world. The Buffalo Stampede is part of a larger celebration, Boonville Days, a heritage fair complete with demonstrators, reenactors, and even authentic 19th century chuck wagons competing in a public cook-off. The chuck wagon food will be on sale on Saturday, and we encourage people to purchase their tickets ahead of time because we only have so many meals that each chuck wagon can prepare. But they're competing on Saturday. We will have judges judging their food, but then they're selling their food to the public at noon. So it's a fabulous chance to eat real Texas cooking from an authentic chuck wagon.
Dr. Kalman visits further about John McEnroy, how they were able to get him here as the first stop and his first visit ever to the United States, and how he'll be a part not only of the Buffalo Stampede, but other events related to the Boonville Day celebration and a visit to Texas A&M.
We are so fortunate because a friend of the museum, Corey Arkak, is also a good friend of John McEnroy. And so she had actually participated in the last Uneguasha challenge. And so when she found out that John was going to be coming to the U.S. because he's doing a big promotion with LinkedIn, and then he's also going to be doing some activities at Princeton University, she talked him into coming here first. We're number one, to run in the Buffalo Stampede and support the museum. And so he will also be giving a talk on campus. So we're really excited about this. And I told her, I said, wow, what could we do to say thank you to John? I said, do you think he'd like a cowboy hat? And she said he would love a cowboy hat. So we have plans to take him to Catalina Hatter's for a cowboy hat when he's here. It's pretty exciting. In fact, General Ramirez with the Corps was very excited and has already committed the Corps to doing something with John. I think John's going to run with them when they do their early morning run on Thursday, and they're already talking about finding a way for Corps to run in our race and wear red socks. So I think, you know, we were just very excited to be able to partner with someone who is so inspirational. If you have an opportunity, he's done a TED Talk. And so that's on YouTube. And I put in your press kits, on your USB, there's all the different websites, you know, listed. So there's a lot of information out there about him. The Red Sox got started many years ago. There was a man who was a really good runner. And the Comrades Marathon was established in memory of World War I fallen South Africans. And he wanted to be able to get to the race. He had won that race before, but that year he didn't have money for a bus ticket. So he rode his bicycle for 10 days across the entire country of South Africa. And then on the 11th day when he got there, he competed in the race, in the 56-mile marathon. And so this happened, I think, in 1933. And this gentleman went on to be in World War II, and he was captured was in a concentration camp. And when they were there, he and his mates, as they called each other, vowed that if any of them escaped, they would always wear red socks on Friday to remember each other. And John was so inspired by this that he decided to resurrect this race and called it Uneguasha, which in South African means rabbit. Just in memory of staying positive, you know, following your heart, inspiring others, and living a good life. And that's why they use it to raise money for charity. So it's a very, for me, it's a very emotional story. And if you get a chance to go on YouTube and hear John's TED Talk, I think you'll be very moved by it. And so I can hardly wait to meet him in person.
Registration continues for the Buffalo Stampede.
There are still spots available to run in the race. And we're hoping that lots of folks will sign up. It's one of the biggest, Boonville Days is really the biggest fundraiser for the museum. And we are the only museum in a 100-mile radius that focuses on natural history and cultural history. So we really hope that folks will turn out and support us. For our overall winner in both male and female categories, for the half marathon, we will award $500. For the overall winners, both in male and female, in the 5K, we will award $250. And this is a certified race so that it qualifies you for other races like the Houston Marathon. So we're really proud of the fact that we have a certified course. We think it'll be the biggest one yet. And I want people to come, and we're going to be selling Red Sox, so folks can purchase Red Sox at Packet Pickup on that Thursday and Friday and also on the day of the race. So we're hoping that folks will wear Red Sox.
For the first time, the Buffalo Stampede is offering volunteer groups an opportunity to earn money by manning cheer stations along the race route.
We've just now announced that, so we want to really get that going. They can go to our website and click on a link and sign up online.
The museum's website for more information about the Buffalo Stampede, as well as the rest of activities for Boonville Days, the first weekend of October, is BrancesValleyMuseum.org. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.